Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. I'm Paul Allen, joined by my radio partner, Pete Bursich from the Vikings Radio Network. Excited to call the Vikings and Lions this weekend. And also, thanks to Menards, excited to unveil some exclusive film for you of the Detroit Lions. Pete, first of all, welcome to the show. Secondly, anything changed with Detroit from a stylistic standpoint off last year?
No, I don't think they're going to change too much. I think one thing that Scott Linehan is going to try to do is employ the new talent they have in Reggie Bush. And I think that we have some examples of this in the film where already this season, in the preseason, that they've used him in ways that he can be dangerous.
Vikings swept the Lions last year. Let's take a peek at some film.
First play here, Paul, is the screen. And this is one of the things that that makes Reggie Bush so dangerous when you can get him on the outside. And you can see one of the keys here, you have a blitz off the edge, so the timing is perfect. Stafford never really sets his feet. That's one of the keys that it's a screen. You get Reggie Bush in space, and you have plenty of Patriots here to corral that. He's way ahead of his blockers, but just pure talent and speed. He gets the cutback, and then he explodes and can outrun he can outrun DBs, he can outrun safeties, he can outrun linebackers. And this is one of the things that makes Reggie Bush so dangerous.
Now, that's Reggie Bush off the preseason. They throttled the New England Patriots in that game at Ford Field. Let's go back to the regular season last year. Again, the Vikings swept the Detroit Lions, thanks in part to Adrian Peterson doing stuff like this.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Paul. And this is one of the things. When Ponder gets under center, you get that cover two shell, so you want to run the football. They're going to bring in a safety late. But this is the one thing that keeps defensive coordinators up at night. You have an eight-man box. The initial linebacker turns it in. Center comes off, nice blocking up front, and then Adrian Peterson's able to run through one, two, three, and then make it four tackles to get out to the sidelines. So these are the kinds of things. This is a one-man show. This is what we're talking about when defenses are trying to stop Adrian. They have enough guys in the box, but they still cannot do it. A great combo block here. Guard punches in. He comes out. AP runs through two arm tackles. They have a free man to the football, and he still cannot make the play. That is what makes Adrian Peterson so dangerous.
All right, what about the Vikings defense against the Lions offense? We saw the Lions offense from the preseason. Matthew Stafford went on like a 15-step drop to get that screen to Reggie Bush. This is from last season at Ford Field. What do you have here?
Well, this is another situation. The Lions have always had to run the football because of everything that teams have done to stop Megatron. You can see our safeties. They're 20 yards deep almost back here, making sure that Megatron doesn't get behind. All they do, they pull the guard around, the linebacker spills, but Antoine Winfield's late, getting underneath, a good block by Megatron right there, and they're automatically up to the second level. But this is the kind of thing that you cannot replace. Jamarcus Sanford coming in, putting a helmet on the football, just like your coach from when you're a kid, and put the ball on the ground. These first initial preseason games are always that way. They're always a little bit tricky because these guys haven't been hit. These running backs haven't been hit. Everybody's going to be fired up. And when you have a guy like Jamarcus Sanford able to come in there along with Harrison Smith at the same time, knock that ball loose, ball on the ground, boom, we recover.
All right, what do you expect in the season opener at Ford Field?
I think it's going to be a close game. I think, again, we've always done a nice job controlling Megatron. I think the Reggie Bush factor is going to be the thing, and it's going to be the exact same way that we saw him against the Patriots, him getting the ball in space. He was a thorn in our side back when he was with New Orleans. I think Detroit's really going to try to screen us to death. We have those four good pass rushers up front on the defensive line. They're really going to have to pay attention to Reggie wherever he is. He's not a threat between the tackles, but, boy, they get that ball in space. He may even return some punts. We'll see. They're going to try to get that ball to him, and that's going to be up to us to stop him.